We bow our heads in prayer. Father, we come to you this day knowing that you have given your all that we may have life in your name. Help us to see how rich we really are in your mercy and your love, always guided by your grace, so that we may be instruments of your love. Help us to see that we too have been called to share the good news with one another. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. Today's message comes from our epistle reading from Ephesians, the second chapter, a very familiar text for most of us. Our prayer is that as you are at home this morning, as hopefully there's a lot of snow, that God would bless us as we worship together. God's hand be upon all of us during this time. You know, it's interesting because storms like this come and go. We have spent a lot of time preparing for it. All week long we've been discussing it. Now it's either real or they gave us a lot of hype. But it doesn't take our minds off of a lot of the things that we are experiencing. But when we do that, we need to go to God's Word. Paul reminds us that all of us are dead in our sins. It's easy for us to follow the ways of the world, to get caught up in a moment. But the truth is, we are not able to save ourselves. Our being dead in sin means that we cannot overcome because we are full of deadness in our lives. Where are we without God's grace? We don't even oftentimes recognize our own lost condition. By our very nature, we are estranged from God, corrupt, and in need of salvation. And truly, as our text says, we are children of wrath. It reminds us, Paul does, of our condition and how important God's mercy really is for each of us. God being rich in mercy, having a great love for us, even though we are dead in our sins, Christ gives us life. It's a beautiful proclamation that the church and each one of us as Christians need to see in our lives and proclaim together. By God's grace, we have all been saved. Truly, what a wonderful gift which we receive from God. These 10 verses, oftentimes referred to by many of us, and we turn to these texts, especially verses 8 to 10, because they are so rich in the gospel. We battle two evil powers in our lives. Yes, the world and the devil. Satan works hard to drive us away from the beauty of God's grace in Christ. Oh, the Ephesians were easy prey. They were disobedient. They were steeped in unbelief. And Paul saw that their hope and only hope was through repentance and receiving of God's grace. So we too, by nature, all are spiritually dead, unable to change. And so we have that beautiful gospel reading this morning. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. What we deserve from God is wrath, damnation, eternal punishment. But Paul tells us that we need to turn and be saved. God, through Christ, has raised us from that spiritual death to be alive in Christ. The verses 8 and 9 are a rallying cry for Christians. They were words on which Luther based a lot of his work as he brought about the reformation of the church. It is the realization that we live by God's grace. Yes, as it says there in those verses, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of your own doing, it is a gift of God. Think about the gift that you and I have been given. It's not a result of what we do, or it doesn't give us a reason to boast. But we are His workmanship, Paul tells us. And we are called to live in the power of that grace. Works can't save us. Oftentimes we think of that as, I must earn my salvation. That's not what Paul's saying here. Paul's saying this is our gift. God has given it to us. The beauty of the waters of baptism is that the old Adam is drowned. And then we must daily drown that old Adam because we are new creations in Christ. Wherever you are, know that as a believer, we live in the power of God's grace. This is the center to your life and my life. It is the center of who we are as Christians in this place. And without Christ, we are dead. In Him, we are alive, and we have a reason to live. We have a reason to celebrate. And so in the midst of this time, when we're not in church together, let us remember that we are continually rich in God's mercy and especially His grace. For He came not to condemn us, but to save us in Jesus Christ. Amen.